It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
I'm Greg Gutfeld.
I'm Tammy Bruce.
I'm Steve Ducey, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Tuesday, April 11th, 2023. I'm John Saucier. The U.S. State Department is getting involved now in the case of a Wall Street Journal reporter who was recently arrested in Russia and has since been charged with espionage. But for now, Evan Gershkovich is locked up abroad in a place that's not so friendly to Americans.
U.S.-Russian relations haven't been this bad since really the Cold War.
This is the Fox News Rundown, Evening Edition.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
The implications of Russia detaining an American journalist are huge. And not just for the reporter in question, of course, but for journalism as a whole. It's a big problem if reporters can't get into places and show the world what's happening there. And in this case, that place, Russia, is waging war on Ukraine, along with cracking down on their own citizens. President Biden even speaking out on this case Tuesday before he left for Northern Ireland.
We're making it real clear that it's totally illegal what's happening, and we declared it so, changes the dynamic.
Now we're hoping that the changing of that dynamic might lead to this particular reporter being released.
Evan Gershkovich, he's a Wall Street Journal reporter. He was arrested late last month. The Russians say that he was conducting espionage.
Our guest today is Fox News senior national correspondent Rich Edson. He's at the State Department.
The U.S. entered this official process whereby they have now determined through the State Department that he is officially wrongfully detained. What that means is it's the opinion of the U.S. government that he's basically been taken a political hostage, that there is nothing serious behind these charges, or there's actually nothing accurate behind these charges, that they're trumped up charges, and that the only reason the Russians are holding them, perhaps to get ransom for somebody else or to extract something from the U.S. government.
It kind of reminds me of that Brittany Griner case, right? Did they give her the same designation?
They did, along with Trevor Reed and Paul Whelan. Griner and Trevor Reed were released last year. Paul Whelan's been there for 1,500 plus days and counting. Both Gershkovich and Paul Whelan have been charged with espionage. And what that does, or what this administration designation that they're wrongfully detained, what that means is that this elevates this case to a special envoy's office that's within the State Department. And that envoy for hostage negotiation affairs can basically coordinate the government, has the authority to put more of the U.S. government behind getting a wrongfully detained person out from prison in a country. Also, they can bring up and begin to discuss whether there's going to be a prisoner swap. That's something which is how the U.S. government got Brittany Griner out. That's how the U.S. government got Trevor Reed out. The White House refuses right now to say that they're considering that. It's just that they're in the early stages and that they've now elevated this to that special State Department office.
But that prisoner swap with Brittany Griner was a real tough negotiation. I mean, it was up in the air for a little while, and the United States had to give up someone who may be viewed as extremely dangerous, too. What is it going to take to get Gershkovich out of there? Are they going to need to give up someone big again, do you think?
That's a really good question, and there are a number of different ins and outs to all of this. First off, Brittany Griner was traded for Victor Boot. He was an international arms dealer, convicted. What the issue is, certainly among many voices in the U.S. government, is that when you can give someone of that caliber up for a one-on-one swap for, you know, an arms dealer versus somebody, Brittany Griner, who, you know, was charged with bringing hash through an airport, then what you're doing is encouraging the Russian government to continue doing this, which appears to be the situation now with Evan Gershkovich, that Russia and other governments around the world, if you're willing to trade prisoners like this, that governments are going to keep doing this in North Korea and Russia, Iran, and elsewhere. But the problem is, again, if it weren't for that trade, there's a very good possibility that Brittany Griner may still be languishing in a Russian prison. And this has really been proven to be the way of late to get American hostages home from abroad. In the past, many times, like North Korea, always wanted, you saw Jimmy Carter or Bill Clinton go. They wanted a high-level visitor. They wanted money or cash. When it's come to the Russians of late, it really does seem to be releasing Russians who are in U.S. custody.
So let's talk more about specifically what the State Department is doing to try and free this journalist. Now, you said a special envoy. Are they going to send someone to Russia? Are they going to use contacts within Russia? Do they give him legal representation besides just the negotiation for a possible prisoner swap? What else could be done?
There's a lot. There's all of that. And what they're doing right now is step one, and this really goes to show you what such a prolonged process this can be, people who are there for years. In this case, what the U.S. government is currently doing, according to the White House, is just trying to send American diplomats who are already in Russia, those who work in the embassy and consulates in Russia, to go and just visit Evan Gershkovich to see how he's doing, to make sure that he's okay, to make sure that he's not enduring any physical, that they're not doing anything to him physically or mentally or just to see how he's doing. That's really how this all starts.
And you got to think from his perspective, too. I mean, what's it like when you're locked up in a Russian prison, have no clue when you're getting out, and all of a sudden, an American citizen, an American diplomat comes to visit you? I mean, sure, there's the physical part about this, but that's going to offer him some hope for the future, as well as just his mental health, too.
Yeah, it does, and that's at least what the State Department is hoping, just to communicate with Americans and show that the U.S. government is on top of this, that they view this as a very high-profile case where he is wrongfully detained, that they are denying these Russian charges that he committed espionage and he was simply doing his job, which was being a journalist. The issue then becomes, though, that when you're Evan and you're looking at this, you know how the Russian system works, probably better than almost any American because he's been a reporter there for so long. He was on a reporting trip in Russia's fourth largest city. That's when he was arrested. And he knows that, you know, the case of Paul Whelan, for example. Paul Whelan was taken custody more than 1,500 days ago, and he's gotten consular visits. He's gotten phone calls. He's gotten plenty of that type of support. Yet he, according to his family, still feels left behind. He's seen other Americans freed, and he's still languishing in prison. And that's the charge, espionage, that Evan has. So Paul and Evan share that in common, that they're both being charged what the U.S. says are these trumped-up fake espionage charges, and that's got to be concerning because you don't know what the Russian government is going to want. There was a thought that perhaps in the Brittany Griner deal that Victor Boot was going to get Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan free. Apparently, the Russians pulled that back and said, no, it's just Griner for Boot, and Paul Whelan is still there.
It's pretty difficult for journalists to do their jobs behind bars, and that job is quite important in many instances. These are the people going into places nobody wants to go to show everyone else what is happening there. But now what is happening to Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich is that he's being charged with spying for simply doing his job. We're speaking today with Fox News senior national correspondent Rich Edson, reporting from the State Department, an agency now demanding that Gershkovich be released and also officially saying he's being wrongfully detained in Russia. So what is it going to take to get him back? And what does this mean for other journalists in hot zones around the world? Very important story, and we have much more for you next. Let's talk about things here on the American side. Obviously, Evan Gershkovich works for the Wall Street Journal, a very powerful and popular news organization. What are they saying about this whole situation?
Well, they're here. I mean, and again, they're a corporate cousin of ours, the Wall Street Journal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the leadership, as is the case that, you know, we've seen with others who have been either detained or hurt overseas within the company, has been standing behind Evan, trying to work and do what they can to support his family and to try to support this process, pushing on the U.S. government to get him released. It's from this side of the Atlantic, though, is frustrating up and down, from his family to his company to the U.S. government, just in some cases trying to get an answer from what it's going to cost to do this and who may be in U.S. custody that the Russians have any interest in trading for, if that's what's going to get it done, and then how long this whole process is going to take. I mean, U.S.-Russian relations haven't been this bad since really the Cold War, because you've now got everything ongoing in Ukraine, and then, of course, the leak of these documents that purport to show that the U.S. was deeply, deeply involved, other than giving the Ukrainians weapons with intelligence, in their war against Russia. So, you know, I'm sure, or it very well could be, that that's playing into this as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing that it makes you wonder about is, First of all, anyone with any skin in the game as far as journalism or news media should be concerned about this, because you've got an American overseas trying to report on a country that we're not so friendly with, but we need to send people to tell those stories so we know what's going on. Within Russia, they've cracked down on their own journalists, especially since the beginning of this war in Ukraine. But this kind of adds a new layer to it, doesn't it, Rich, where now they're detaining not only a foreign journalist, but a foreign journalist with the United States of America, a pretty powerful country.
Yeah, it's the first time this has happened in a while. And so that really goes to show that the Russian government is moving this to the next level. And it is an extremely dangerous job, being a reporter and being an American in countries like Russia, like North Korea, like Iran. I mean, being a reporter, being just a U.S. citizen, of course, you're much more high profile as a reporter, and trying to tell the truth about what's going on in that country, a country that is extremely repressive on the information that it's allowed to flow within the country and outside of it. So, you know, there's been a massive deterioration for journalists going to Russia, and it's about now as worse as it's ever been.
Really takes a lot to stand in there and face all that Russia, you know, offers to an American journalist here in the form of possible detention, and who knows how long it could be before Evan Gershkovich comes home, if ever. But his story needs to be told. This story needs to be told. And we appreciate all the updates. Rich Edson, Fox News senior national correspondent, reporting from the State Department. Rich, thank you very much. Bring us any updates you can. And thanks for being on the Fox News Rundown Evening Edition podcast.
John, thanks very much. And this is a story that definitely needs to be told. Evan is someone who knew the risks going there, making him, you know, somebody who is to really be respected. He's doing the work that we need to have done there, and he's now paying a dear, dear price for it.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com. The Will Cain Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox and Friends weekend host Will Cain as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts.